Traveling to Cuba. Weather. With the island hot tropical climate, the summer's average temperature is 24 degrees, whereas during the winter months of January and February expect less than 15 degrees. From May to October, you can expect a lot of rain as the island is in a wet season. Visa. Only travelers from 18 countries can freely travel to Cuba without any visa. The rest will have to purchase a tourist card at the airport before check-in. For American passport holders, this process is a bit trickier. Flight. When traveling to Cuba, you must show an outbound flight. Otherwise, you won't be able to board the plane. Documents. Other than your visa or tourist card, make sure to print out all crucial documents before traveling to Cuba. Travel insurance, tour bookings, hotel reservations, or any other important papers might become very handy to have. Insurance. Make sure to purchase suitable travel insurance coverage before traveling to Cuba. Also, you don't want to travel to an unknown destination without this kind of backup. It's best to be safe and get a suitable travel insurance before traveling. Accommodation. If you are planning to visit Cuba anytime soon, make sure to book your accommodation well in advance. Many websites do not work in this country, therefore it might be very time-consuming walking from place to place and asking for prices. Currencies. CUP and CUC are the two currencies used in Cuba. CUC, convertible peso, is used mainly by tourists, and you can pay for almost everything with this currency. CUP, the national peso, is used mainly by locals and to pay for public transportation. Bank card. Trying to pay for anything with your bank card can be a nightmare. The hotels do not have card machines, so your card gets imprinted on a paper, and the transaction is confirmed via phone call. Wi-Fi. There is no free Wi-Fi in Cuba, and that's a fact. The only way you can connect to the internet is by purchasing cards called ETECSA. It is a small scratch card that will allow you to connect to a network at hotels and major hotspots around the big cities.